long lifetime of being a Dark Lord, even in a small way, he'd picked up a few contacts on the other planes. They were sort of gods, he supposed. They had names like Ulk-Kalath the Soul-Sucker, but frankly, the overlap between demons and gods was a bit uncertain at the best of times. "Oh, mighty one," he began, always a safe beginning and the religious equivalent of to whom it may concern. "I have to warn you that a bunch of heroes are climbing the mountain to destroy you with returned fire. May you strike them with wrathful lightning, and then look favourably upon thy servant, i.e. evil Harry Dread. Mail may be left with Mrs. Gibbons, 12 Dolman View, Pantygirdle, Chlamydos. Also, if possible, I should like a location with real lava pits. Every other evil lord manages to get a dread lava pit, even when they are on 100 feet of bloody alluvial soil. Excuse me. This is further discrimination against the small trader. No offence meant." He waited a moment, just in case there was any reply, sighed, and got rather shakily to his feet. "I'm an evil, distrustful Dark Lord," he said. "What do they expect? I told them. I warned them. I mean, if it was up to me. But where would I stand as a Dark Lord if I..." His eye caught something pink a little way off. He climbed a snow rock for a better look. 2 minutes later, the rest of the horde had joined him and were looking at the scene reflectively, although the minstrel was being sick. "Well, that's often see," said Cohen. "What, a man throttled with pink knitting wool?" said Caleb. "No, I was looking at the other two." "Yes, it's amazing what you can do with a knitting needle," said Cohen. He glanced back at the makeshift altar and grinned. "Did you do this, Harry? You said you wanted to be alone."
"Pink knitting wool," said evil Harry nervously. "Me and pink knitting wool?"
"Sorry for suggesting it," said Cohen.
"Well, we ain't got time for this. Let's go and sort out the Caves of Dread. Our bard. Right, stop throwing up and get your notebook out. First man to be cut in half by a concealed blade is a rotten egg, okay? And, everyone, try not to wake up Hamish, all right?"
The sea was full of cool green light. Captain Carrot sat near the prow. To the astonishment of Wind, who'd got out for a gloomy evening walk, he was sewing.
"It's a badge for the mission," said Carrot. "See, this is yours."
He held it up.
"But what's it for?"
"Morale."
"Oh, that stuff," said Rincewind. "Well, you've got lots. Leonard doesn't need it, and I've never had any."
"I know you are being good-humoured about it, but I think it's vital that there is something that holds the crew together,"
said Carrot, still calmly sewing.
"Yes, it's called skin. It's important to keep all of you on the inside of it."
Rincewind stared at the badge. He'd never had one before. Well, that was technically a lie. He'd had one that said, "Hello, I am 5 today," which was just about the worst possible present to get when you were 6. That birthday had been the rottenest day of his life.
"It needs an uplifting motto," said Carrot. "Wizards know about this sort of thing, don't they?
How about Moritori Nolimus Mori?"
"That's got the right ring," said Rincewind gloomily. Carrot's lips moved as he parsed the sentence.
"We are about to die," he said, "but I don't recognise the rest."
"It's very uplifting," said Rincewind. "It's straight from the heart."
"Very well, many thanks. I'll get to work on it right away," said Carrot.
Rincewind sighed.
"You're finding this exciting, aren't you?" he said. "You actually are."
"It will certainly be a challenge to go where no one has gone before," said Carrot.
"Wrong. We're going where no one has come back from before,"
Rincewind hesitated.
"Well, except me. But I didn't go that far, and I sort of dropped onto the disc again."
"Yes, they told me about it. What did you see?"
"My whole life passing in front of my eyes."
"Perhaps we shall see something more interesting."
Rincewind glared at Carrot, bent once again over his sewing. Everything about the man was neat, in a workmanlike sort of way. He looked like someone who washed thoroughly. He also seemed to Rincewind to be a complete idiot with gristle between the ears. But complete idiots didn't make comments like that.
"I'm taking an iconograph and lots of paint for the imp. You know the wizards want us to make all kinds of observations," Carrot went on. "They say it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity."
"You're not making any friends here, you know," said Rincewind.
"Have you any idea what it is that the Silver Horde wants?"
Drink, treasure and women," said Rincewind. but I think they may have eased